This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 29 Biography of Keith Self, the Representative from Texas. General Information. Keith Self is a notable figure in American politics, serving as the U.S. Representative for Texas's 3rd Congressional District. He was born on March 21, 1953, in a small town in Texas, which has shaped his deep-rooted connection to the state. Self's political career has been marked by his commitment to conservative values, focusing on issues like national security, economic freedom, and traditional family values. Early life and education. Keith Self was raised in a family that valued hard work and community service. His early life was spent in rural Texas, where he learned the importance of agriculture and local governance. After graduating from high school, Self attended the University of Texas at Austin, where he earned a bachelor's degree in business administration. His time at university was not just about academics, he was actively involved in student politics, which sparked his interest in public service. Following his undergraduate studies, Self pursued further education, obtaining a master's degree in public administration from the University of North Texas. This degree equipped him with the knowledge necessary to navigate the complexities of government operations and policy making. Early career. After completing his education, Keith Self embarked on a career that would eventually lead him into politics. He initially worked in the private sector, gaining experience in business management and operations, which provided him with a practical understanding of economic principles. His transition into public service began when he joined the military, serving in the U.S. Army. Self's military career was distinguished, with service in various capacities, including intelligence and strategic planning, which later influenced his focus on national security issues. His military service instilled in him a sense of duty and discipline, traits that would become evident in his political life. Post-military, Self entered local politics, serving on the City Council of McKinney, Texas. Here, he was known for his efforts in economic development and community enhancement projects, which earned him a reputation as a proactive and community-focused leader. Election history. Keith Self's journey to Congress began with his election to the Texas House of Representatives in 2006, where he served for 2 terms. During his tenure, he was recognized for his legislative initiatives aimed at reducing taxes and improving infrastructure. In 2012, Self ran for the U.S. House of Representatives for Texas's 3rd District but was unsuccessful in the primary. However, this did not deter him. He continued to engage in local politics and community service, keeping his political ambitions alive. His persistence paid off in 2020 when he won the Republican primary for the same seat, defeating several opponents. In the general election, Self secured a victory, leveraging his experience and local support to represent his district in Congress. Political stances. Keith Self is known for his staunch conservative views. He advocates for limited government intervention in the economy, promoting free market capitalism as the best means to foster economic growth and personal freedom. On national security, Self's military background informs his policies. He supports a strong military presence and has been vocal about enhancing border security to protect national interests. His stance includes advocating for policies that ensure the safety of American citizens both domestically and abroad. In terms of social issues, Self aligns with traditional values. He has been a proponent of pro-life legislation, arguing for the protection of the unborn. Additionally, he supports policies that reinforce traditional marriage and family structures, often citing these as foundational to societal stability. Regarding education, Self believes in local control over schools, opposing federal overreach. He has pushed for educational reforms that focus on parental rights and school choice, arguing that parents should have the primary role in their children's education. His environmental policy leans towards deregulation, arguing that environmental protection should not come at the expense of economic development. Self supports energy independence through the use of domestic resources, particularly advocating for the oil and gas industry in Texas. Keith Self, the representative for Texas's 3rd Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. His background as a former Army colonel and his service in the military resonate deeply with many voters who value experience in leadership and national security. Self's military career not only highlights his commitment to service but also his understanding of the sacrifices made by service members and their families, which he often brings to the forefront of his legislative agenda. One of the primary reasons people support Keith Self is his strong stance on conservative values. He advocates for limited government intervention, lower taxes, and the protection of Second Amendment rights, which align with the traditional values held by many in his district. His consistent voting record on these issues reassures his base that he will continue to represent their interests without compromise. Keith Self's approach to economic policy also plays a crucial role in his support base. He supports policies aimed at reducing federal spending and promoting economic freedom, which he believes will lead to job creation and economic growth in his district. His advocacy for small businesses, which are the backbone of the local economy in many parts of Texas, has earned him favor among local entrepreneurs and business owners who see him as an ally in their fight against regulatory burdens. Moreover, Representative Self has been vocal about border security, a hot-button issue in Texas. His district, being relatively close to the Mexican border, faces unique challenges related to immigration and security. Self's push for stronger border control measures and his criticism of policies that he believes undermine national sovereignty resonate with constituents who prioritize these issues. Keith Self's engagement with his community is another pillar of his support. He is known for his accessibility, often participating in town halls, community events, and maintaining an open dialogue with his constituents. This hands-on approach makes him appear more as a neighbor than just a politician, fostering a sense of trust and personal connection. Lastly, his educational background and his focus on educational freedom have won him support from parents and educators who are concerned about the direction of public education. Self supports school choice initiatives and has been critical of what he perceives as federal overreach in local education systems. His efforts to empower parents and local communities in educational decisions reflect his broader philosophy of local governance and individual liberty. In summary, Keith Self's support in Texas's 3rd District stems from his military background, alignment with conservative values, economic policies favoring small businesses, strong stance on border security, community engagement, and advocacy for educational freedom. These attributes make him not just a representative but a reflection of the district's values and priorities. Keith Self, the representative for Texas's 3rd Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support for Keith Self is his political stance, which many constituents find too extreme or out of touch with the district's needs. His positions on key issues like healthcare, education, and economic policy often align with the more conservative wing of the Republican Party, which does not resonate with the broader, more centrist or liberal-leaning electorate within his district. This misalignment has led to a perception that he does not represent the diverse interests of all his constituents, but rather a narrow segment of the population. Another significant point of contention is Representative Self's approach to governance, which critics argue lacks pragmatism. His legislative record shows a tendency to vote along party lines without much deviation, which suggests to some voters that he prioritizes party loyalty over the nuanced needs of his district. This has been particularly evident in his votes on controversial issues where a more balanced approach might have been expected or desired by his constituents. Moreover, Keith Self's engagement with his constituents has been criticized. Many feel that he does not adequately communicate or engage with the community, often appearing at public events or town halls where his presence feels more obligatory than genuinely interactive. This perceived lack of engagement fosters a sense of disconnect, making constituents feel unheard or undervalued in the political process. His handling of local issues has also drawn ire. For instance, his stance on infrastructure development, where he has often opposed federal funding for local projects, citing concerns over government spending, has not sat well with those who see immediate benefits in such investments for their community's growth and safety. This opposition to what many see as essential funding has painted him as an obstacle to progress in the eyes of some voters. Additionally, Representative Self's campaign strategies and the way he has managed his political image have been points of criticism. His campaign has been accused of focusing more on national issues and less on local concerns, which might appeal to a broader conservative base but fails to address the specific needs of his district. This approach has led to accusations of him being more interested in national politics than in serving his local community effectively. Lastly, there's a growing sentiment among some voters that Keith Self represents the old guard of politics, resistant to change and new ideas. In an era where younger, more dynamic representatives are gaining traction for their fresh perspectives and innovative approaches to governance, Self's traditionalist views and methods seem outdated to a segment of the electorate looking for representation that reflects modern values and challenges. In summary, the lack of support for Keith Self stems from a combination of his political positions, governance style, community engagement, handling of local issues, campaign focus, and an overall perception of being out of step with contemporary political expectations. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.